Now a thesis. We went over some thesis. So, Mohan Lechot is Lisham Yom Tiachot. Kulam Dichnis Darasabai. So, the Nizikin is given from Gideas, the Balchel is given from Bayonis, and the Xvesisha is given from the Boris. Then came up. From Zoki moved out Penny, who moved out Penny, governed Shabde. How can we give it from the Kuches? The aloha is that move out Penny is only given from the Levi himself, but not from the Lekeach. And here, there is no star, it's a move out Penny. יש להם תשעון מגדים כי מי הוא בשטר דם this price is reference to the case where there was a very amod בדין מפסד פסדן so then the aloha is that if there is amod בדין so it has a din like מי הוא בשטר because why is there a difference between מי הוא בשטר and מי הוא בשטר מי הוא בשטר has no call מי הוא בשטר has a call מה שאין כאילו there is a פסד פסדן So just like a star, that produces a call. So in Meile, it can be given in Chosm Shemot. Iname muva aksuv beteiro ki ksuv bishtar dam ye vechay. So then, another teretz, because there is a mandoma who says that muva aksuv beteiro ki ksuv bishtar dam. It's in Gdushin, in Pcheres, in Bura Basre, What does it mean the machlekes? Woman Doma says that when is there a difference between milva alpeh and milva bishtar if the chiyuv is grounded in mischayves? Let's say Alvoy, why does he have to pay? Because he was mischayev himself. He borrowed money. So what does it mean you borrow money? When you borrow money, it means when somebody says, lend me $1,000. So he really is saying, you give me $1,000 and I promise that I'll pay it back to you. So the whole chiyuv is grounded in his own ischayves. It's not that the Torah imposes upon him a certain chiyuv, whether he likes it or not. So that's milva sheni ksuv b'teir. So why is it called milva sheni ksuv b'teir? Doesn't mean chas v'sholem that Al Pidin Torah, you don't have to pay debt. If you don't pay debt, so you are a gazlan, you are posleides. In other words, but it means the chiyuv, the Torah tells you that you have to pay. But the Torah tells you you have to pay because you obligated yourself to pay, because you promised to pay. Mashenki Mizoki, somebody is magic. So, why does he have to pay? He promised? No, he didn't promise. He didn't make any commitment. Whether he likes it or not, the Torah imposes upon him a chiyuv to pay. So it's called milvah ksuv b'teir. So Roman Doma says, when do we say that the milvah pay without a shtar? He's not giving chosim yishibodim because of psidus elikuches. If the chiyuv is grounded, is based upon his own schaibs, like Havoy. Mashenkin, if the chiyuv is a chiyuv that is not based upon his own schaibs, that the Torah imposed upon him a chiyuv, so then we are not concerned about the fact that there is psidin kuchas. So Meila is given in chos mishubod menu. This is, but that there is a machlekes in the I think Muki Yosef gives another theres. I think so.
What's the sword of a mother that didn't coil?
What?
What's the sword of a mother that didn't coil?
Coil. Coil.
Coil.
Hamod Medin produces Siko. As much as Ishta.
So the first place the mother then produces Koyal is
so Koyal enough? So Lula is Ishta.
Yeah, fine. But is Koyal enough? If you hold that Shibud is the Raisa, so yeah. Then they took it away when there's no Koyal and they put it back when there is a Koyal.
Yeah.
But we all should have loved the Raisa, so maybe the only time they put it there was when there was a Shtar. But when there's no Shtar, it's just another coil.
Well, you mean, first of all, we passed the Shibrid Raisa, and Vartero, even in the middle of our case, gave it
right.
To that's number one.
Yeah,
one second.
The Rafa, that even though our Peri Gorogon,
Midrais, but Midrabonon, because of the little Kuches, some Miller Hachom Misaki Mashenkini. There is a star, there is no psilil kuches, there is a call, so he took my device,
some more,
the any call.
Okay.
Now we pass on Hamecher Sodeo Beidim, is also given Mechos Meshibodim. Hamalvas Haver Beidim, not because Mandi Yazib, Tzine Yazib, he doesn't produce a call. Mashenki Mechire produces a call. So Salibed Yelch has said, there is no cash. But you ask, how about Rav Popek? Who says that she would love the rice? And Rav Papa says she would love the rice. So Mele is so in even Mule Bishtar is not given Mechos Meshibadim. But why would the Chacham Misaki that it has to be given Mechos Meshibadim? Kill it in a little Dallas. Shall it in a little Dallas? Now, so one second. Someone of Shech, so let them Misaki and even. In new Alpeh, because we should do that in love, the answer is even Rav Pope considers the concept of call because of Siddhartha Kuches. So, Mele, again, even according to Rav Pope, since the Chachomim were Misaki, that a new Bishtar has to be given because we still do that in love. Why won't the Misaki that even new Alpeh should be given? Because the time of Shaltil Dalton Lovin is counterbalanced by the term of Pseudidil Kuches. Mashenkin, when there is a call, so then it's not counterbalanced by Pseudidil Kuches. So again, the Rabbon, please don't interrupt me, Mr. Minkus. Please do me a favor. Don't interrupt me. So Mele. If there is a call, some mail at the same time of Shlatil Ben Vlovin that applies to Mula Bishtar, applies to Mula Petu, but Mula Petu doesn't apply because the Shlatil Ben Vlovin is counterbalanced or counteracted by the consideration of Shlatil Kuches. Some machine chain where there is a call. So Mele, there is no, it's not counterbalanced and counteracted by the consideration of Siddhartha Kuches. So the same thing is true of Hamor Bedin. Is there a Gemara Gdushin with the Rif? In order to understand the Mgyesef, we must have. The Mgyesef, and the Beis Amet Beis, and the Rif, and this Gemara. So it says, Kulam Nichnesu, Taras Abayl, Alal Kuches Mutal, Tinameche, Mishalo Kachidies, Yifra, Mizek Ubeninus Yishalem Balchaik, and the Rikeach of Ziburias Yishalem Suasish. Vim Tema Voniziki Mural Pei Vuligavim Mishabdi. So Tesis gives to the Ruti. One, because Milve Aksu Veteo Kiksu Bishtal Damye, or because Amor Bidin. He says, Yeshlema, the Mishkacha Sibari, בדיקוס אפלוי מזיק שטורה בניסקי. He gave another tarot. The taste is doesn't flinch. That he gave him ishtar. Why couldn't a mazik give ishtar? He was mazik. And then, after he was mazik, he gave him a promissory note. I'm going to pay you for the damage that I caused. So it's a mirror of ishtar. That's a very simple tarot. Why doesn't Teisves give that tarot? Apparently, Teisvishita is that it will not be effective. In other words, that a mazik cannot convert by giving ishtar the chiyuv nizokin into a mirror ishtar. Now let's see a certain Mordechai English. With that Mordechai English, we can understand it. At the end of Dushin, Davov, I don't know whether in Yod Arimoras is the same way. Davov, the second column. So then he discusses a certain question. Suppose, you know, Anisha is Mikudesh al Dishta. So what does it mean she is al Dishta? If he writes in Dishta, how are you Mikudesh? Or he picks up Yodhi, or the Dechsine. So then the Shtar is Ishtar Kinyi. Through the shtar, she becomes mikdashes. But suppose he's mikdash of the kesef. He gave her a bas, the usual way. And then he wrote in the shtar, and he had Adim signed that on this and this day, so he was mikdash initial with kesef. Is there such a thing? Or the same thing, Ligabi get. A get initial. Is migoreshes only al the get? But suppose he executes two shtars. One get he executes as a shtar kinya, and through that get is migoreshes. And then he gives her another get as a shtaraye, that and this in this day he was migoreshes with the get, and she doesn't produce the get through which she was misgareshes, but the other get. So the question is there such a thing as ishtarayim gedushin or ishtarayim gitin? Now, in the momentness, we have shtarayim kinyin and we have shtarayim. Shtarayim kinyin, let's say ishtamatonis, so ishtarayim kinyin. Through the shtar, the sode is transferred from Reuven to Shimon. Let's say shtar voye is shtarai, because it's not for the shtar that he has to pay. And suppose he didn't execute the shtar, so he wouldn't have to pay. So the shtar is only a raya that is mechuyavim to pay. So in the moment is there is shtar kinyan and there is shtarai. Now there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam shiti is the shtar is in the Rabban. Why? Because Midrash say there couldn't be such a thing as ishtar, because Mipi and Beloim picks up. So Amatam Shiti is that Mipi and Beloim picks up doesn't mean that there couldn't be Agudas Seder's picks up. It only means if a person is a Mile, he cannot talk, so then, but he testifies. Piksav, so then he's in only bile. So there's a question from Pin Piksavo. But if he's not a Nilayim and he can talk, but instead of saying the Agode in person, he sends in a letter to Bezdin, according to Rabban Tam, it's a good Agode. But most Rishayim Achili can't, even though the Ri tasteless in Ksuves agrees with Rabban Tam. But most Rishonim hold that Mipiksovam is not a good agoda. So the question is, Mimele the Rambam says that Shtores is miserable because Mipi and Mimele Mipiksovam. So the Ramban is the Kashe, how can you say that? What's about Gersh? What's about Dushin? What's it? So Reb Chaim says it's not Reb Chaim. The Nisibe says it, the Shach says it. Reb Chaim elaborates on it, but it, I mean, it would be ridiculous to say Reb Chaim said it. Everybody says it. I mean, what the Rambam says, that Shtores is Mirabonon, he means Shtore Rai is Mirabonon. The Shach says it. The Nesiva says it. The Shach says it. Shtore Rai is Mirabonon. But Shtore Chinyan, of course, is special Zeros HaKosov. We have Zeros HaKosov of Shtore Chinyan, Ledabi Get, so we have the Parish of Gereshin, and Vyotzel Hoysel, we have Zeros HaKosov of Shtar Kedushin, Chushu and Itlo, we have Zeros HaKosov of Shtar Shichu, and Shtar Matone, we have the Pasuk in Yomiyeh, and in Novi Rashi L'Chadish Dov Ma'ato, I mean, so there it doesn't talk about Matone, it talks about Mechire, but the Mechire itself can be Shtar Kinyan. I mean, it could be that the Kinyan is to Kesev, and then the Shtar is to Rai. So in Echaname, in such a case, it's only the Rabbanon. But, so when the Rambam Shite is that Shtores is the Rabbanon, so that only means Shtore Rai is the Rabbanon. But Shtore Kinyan, of course, is the Rai. And the Ramban is Chilek, he holds that the Xeros HaKosuf in Yomiyeh, because if Pisifa v'chaseim v'hoved eidim, so it implies not only that there is a loch of Shtores of Shtore Kinyan, but there is a loch of Shtores in Shtore Raitu. Now the question is, Monefshach, if there is a special Xeros HaKosuf of Shtores, so how do we visualize the psul of Pirim and Pixavo? According to Rambam Talmudari, there is no such psul, but all the other Rishonim are chilek. So let it be Biter Shtar. The answer is, when it doesn't have a Chalishem Shtar, then Mipiksovo is no good. But if it has a Chalishem Shtar, then it's a special aloch. Shtar is a special aloch. What is Shtar? So the Balamoye, the Ramban, in Yivomes, there the Flamed Gimun, the Subye, in the Subye, why the Chachomim are not Misakim, Zman Bikdushim, because Yevsha, the Flamed Gimel there in Yivomes, so Balamoya and Ramban, they all say, what is Shtar? Shtar is, if it's Nasim Dasa Mishai. In other words, if, let's say the Levi, he's the Mishai, he borrows money, he's Mishai himself to pay. So if he tells the Eidim to sign, then there is no psul of a PM Olympics of. Because it's that. But suppose the lady didn't tell them to sign, but just to aid him, they saw how Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, so they wrote a letter to Bezin. Then there is a psul of Mipiksov. And of course, even according to Rabbi Tam and the Ri, who say that there is no psul of Mipiksov, Mipiksov is only if he's a Nile, but if he's not, he's in all the Bile, but if he's not a Nile, so he can testify by sending a letter to Bezin, but they agree with the Balamoyer and Ramban that Shtores is a special Xeros HaKosuf. After all, Shtores, we have Aloche, Eidi Machsum L'Shtar, Nashgach Kudusim Bezin, you don't have to be Mekayimet, nothing, you don't have to be Mekayimet, Mashein Kein, Mashein, that's only by Shtar. So even according to Rabbi Tam, that Eidim can testify by sending a letter to Bezin. So if they write in the letter, on this and this day, we saw how Reuven lent Shimon $1,000. But that's not Shtar. Since it's not Nasim Dasa Mishayev, it's not Shtar. But the, according to Rami Tam, Eidim's big sav is treated like Eidim's Baal Peh. So by Eidim's Baal Peh, there's Aloha of Trishoch Kire, everything. So Mele, by Eidim's Baal Peh, we don't say, if Eidim say something, Nasik Rachlus and Bezd. It's not Nasik and Bezd. Bezd has to be Chayka B'derech and ask him all kinds of questions. And otherwise, it's not Nechiro. But by Shtar, especially Zeros HaKosuf, the signing of the Eidim who were instructed by the Mishkai to sign, that in itself, it makes it like Nechiro and Dusan B'Bezd. But that's only if it's Nasim Dasa Mishayev. It's not Nasim Dasa Mishayev. Then, of course, it requires Kiyum. So that's mentioned. Even according to Rabbi Tam, that Piksovim is good, but if Edim send a letter to Bezdin and they were not told by the Levi to sign it, so then it has to be Niskayim. And without Kiyum, it's not Nachkel, Midaraise, not because it's not Shtoros. Anyway, Shtoros is a special Zosakos. What is the special Zos? What is Shtar? Nothing that is Shtar. The thing that Reb Chaim says, I mean, it would be ridiculous to say, Reb Chaim says, the Rambam Shita, the Shtoros in the Rabbanon, is Reb Chaim's Chiddush. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean that everybody says this. All right, the Shach spells it out explicitly, but it's self-evident that this is so, even if the Shach didn't say it. But the thing that Reb Chaim does say, which is really mentioned by the Nisibes, that according to the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam is, what makes a Chalishim Shtar? What constitutes Shtar? So, the according to the Ramban, if it's Nasim Midas HaMishayev, so Mele, it is Ishtahes Chalishim Shtar. It's Nasim Midas HaMishayev. Masha'in Kei, according to the Ramban, Shtar, definition of Shtar is, it has to be Nasim Midas HaMishayev. But in addition to Nasim Midas HaMishayev, it has to affect Kiyon. Not just rice. This is what Reb Chaim says. In other words, Midaraisa to have a Chalishim Shtar. So, there are two prerequisites. First, it must affect Kiyomet. It must change the status. Like Gitmin, Dushin, Shicho, Matone, it changes, it affects the Kiyomet. Number two, that it has to be Nasim Dasam Zayim. Anyway, there is, according to most Rishenim, there is aloha of Shtoros, of Shtoros Raya also, Midaraisa. According to the Rambam, there is no aloha Midaraisa of Shtoros Raya, but only of Shtoros Kiyum. How about Ishtaraya and Kedushin? When the Shtar is not Ishtar Kiyum, when the Kiyum took place through Kesef, and then the Baal told them to sign Ishtar, of course it has to be Nasim Midas HaMishayev. If like this, so it's just like sending a letter to business, of course it's no good except the current Ramatam. So then it has to be Niskayim and so on. But suppose the Mikadei, the Baal, was Mikadei the Yishevet Kesef, and then he told Edim to sign Ishtaraya and the Gdushin that took place through Kesef. So, is that Shtar effective? And the same Shaila could apply to a get. Suppose he gave her one get as a Shtar Kinyan, and then he told the Edim to sign another get as a Shtar Raya and a previous get that was given to her. Is there such a thing? So the Mordechai, at the end of Gishon, so he says, there was a Shtar that said that the Baal was Mikadesh, the Isha with Kesef. So he says, in Cheshish in Klav, we don't recognize this. So he says, who says that? Shvafilin Niskayim Ashtar B'Cheshom. In other words, Afilin Niskayim Ashtar B'Cheshom, Ima Rabbi Nisimche, or Ima Rabbi Nisimche, Sheinu Eides Niskabelos Nitir Ashtar. In other words, not like Abnetam. Because according to Abnetam, there could be such a thing. Yes, Torahs or no Torahs. It is big sap, but then it requires the Mishloch Kire. But according to Rabbi Simcha, does not agree with the Shita from Tab. So he says, it is right after Tov Kufayim, you know, the Afilu Niskayim Ashtar B'Chismot, Hoyim Rabbi Simcha, Shinaides Niskabelos Mitich Ashtar B'Zeh. And it can be the Sefte, Shinaides Niskabelos, יופי כוח ראידי מתייך השטח שראידי משאומו מייס פלייני תינוסי אישתי כוסה בשטח מייס פלייני לא תינוסי אישתי ואוכל תעשמין בראשל משיר יבומס כוסה בשטח מס רבי יומי אין המשין אישתי רבו נאין הרי משין אישתי מסיין לו לרבי ירמי על פי עדים ולא על פי כסובן ולא על פי תוגנון ולא על פי עדים בעיד ועכשיו בבון that was according to משנה ראשונה but according to משנה אחרי נעשו it's a she's materially nosy by Ms. Bailo with all kinds of agodas even Marco Mr. Vitume some mele it can be done by Xavo also so but it's mentioned that except for the Mishnah Achrenes din because Mitechim HaShachmato Biseifo he called all Bitcholoso Isha Medek Daike Nintzere so everybody has the money some mele Ishtar also has no manas, Hakodeh Bishtar. Masha'in chain, by Dushman, there is no special din of the manas of Hakomisir Vitume, some mele, even if Edim Ksheyim sign Ishtar, Dushman, that's Leraya Baalme, even though the Baal told them to sign it, so we're not Chayyish for it. So he says, ועכשיו משין אין פייד וכתעבוסה על פיקסון ועל פיתוגנון משין בממס בילו ומסניס מסייל רדון יופי כהרעידים מכהשתר וכהשתר מכהרעידים שהעידים שם ומי פלני מייס משין אישתי מוצא כוסו בשתר מייס פלני נער פלני אי משין אישתי אקורנט משנה שם אלושיני ויופי כהשתר מכהרעידים שאמר וחבר הבעידים גבר מן חוסם לחירים בשטר גבר מן חוסם משובדים הרי חזימן, סרב נסים חסס דאפילו בעידס אישו דאקילו ברבונון איקה מנדאומה דיבעידס השטר למשין סדר זה מחלק את סמרואים איב מקורת משנה אחרינה that everybody is נאמון there is one מנדאומה who says that עידס בשטר נאט but we passed to another מנדאומה קולשטן בישורדס In other words, there is no such thing as ishtaraye ba'isa, ba'idush, ushtaramomei. But Rabbi Nisimcha does not agree with the Shittas Rambam that midaraye said there is no such thing as ishtaraye altogether. By momei, so he is chilek on the Rambam. But he says, ushtaramomei, he nisei mivim al pi agvure, tichsif kasei b'seifa v'chasei v'oi deidim. Shall he also have Kosov, Sinus Ashtak, or the Sadim, be feared? So, Vahidi Perik Mishorzei, when Gemara says that Mipian will in Pixovon, Loaira Bishtaranim Sal Yad Balamaise, Elabedim Shekase Midusum, when it's not Nasan doesn't strive, they just send in a letter. Elabedim Shekase Midusum, your Vishilachon Bezin. דומיה דמאי שהוסם דאגודי מתרחסיו לאף שמה אגודי אבל שתרמומים הכוסו וחוסם בעידים ומסרו בלעדובר הווקאידס בפה מהידי פרידל את אחים שתרדוש נמנכו את הבדי ודידי ודידו למיקרם פקסובר ודווקא בשרדוש שאולי אישו ניקנס בידיניתנו לקוסם when the same star is ishtar kinyan she is מקודשת for the star Then it serves the Shtaraya too. So the Machina will see Aval Shtaraya, Al Dushi Kesef, Lunitin Likosei, Terachmon Oman Pim Piksovom, Visholom Avida Akin. So it's Rabbi Simcha and Rabbi Avida. It's a very important Rabbi Simcha, Rabbi Avida, that says, mentions it many times. Anyway, there is something that in the Ramban, in the Metzia, that has the same longness, I mean, like the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel, Oma Shmuel, Einer Oyer Meya, Shtachev Sheim Be'achayes, Loi Bilvat Shinigeven Mechosim Mishabodim, or Afil Mechosim Nechayim Gim. Maybe there is a small Gemara in the Metzia. I don't need a leaf, just the Gemara Metzia. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Für die Moment Beis. Der Rabbi Meir Sa'on. Omar Ablazar, Shmuel says it, Ablazar says it. Machloiket bishein chayv meide. Der Rabbi Meir Sova, shtar shein be'achayis nechosin, inigeid al-moim nishabde v'loim nechare. ורבונו סברה משבדי הוד לגובי, נחר עמיד לגובי, אבל כשחי עמיד ורק ליאז. So anyway, רמיה, שיטי יז, that ishtachei, ishtaravoy, that doesn't mention that the ladies, mishabed is nechosim, cannot even be given from nechosim nechem. So Rashi says, in he gave away nechosim, mishabed is nechosim nechem, that you give on the base, even a lady made it, ishtore, dilu shibet ben nechosim, laf shtorehu, vihave, kimilva, ope, vishayin ole lady. So the Ramban explains the Rashi. Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ran, Mbomtsiye, they all explain the Rashi. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is because there is a din of Nipiyan Vilayim Piksova. Nipiyan Vilayim Piksova. Now, the Rambam Shiti is that Shtoraye, the Rai said there is no Aloha of Shtoraye. But the whole Apoch as the Rambam is made, with the Rabbonon, there is a Aloha of Shtoraye. Mashiinki, according to Rabbi Meir. So, even with the Rabbanon, there is no aloha of Shtorei. Because in order to have a Halishem Shtar, it must affect Kinyonim. It must accomplish something. In other words, what the Rambam says, Alibi de Emes, and at the Raisa level, Alibi de Rabbanon. So, all the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Rit for the Ran, we are all Chelik and the Rambam, but vis-a-vis the Meir, they say the same numbers. Vis-a-vis, but we don't pass like the Meir. So, vis-a-vis the Meir, Shtar, Midraise, Midrabonon, by definition, is only Shtar Kinyan. If it's not, if it doesn't affect any Kinyanim, so merely doesn't have a Chalishim Shtar. If he doesn't have a Chalishim Shtar, so merely have the Psula from Piksovo. So merely it cannot even be given from Nechos Mnechere. It's like Halvoye without aid. Of course, if he's made it, so he does Badinki Maiden Dome. But suppose he's not made it, he's gave there. So then he cannot be given because the Psula from Piksovo. So the same Lomdas that the Rambam says, except that the Rambam says that Halib Rabbon. And according to the Rambam, it's only on the Raisa level. And the Rabbon level, there is a Chalish Din Shtar of Rai alone, not Kinyan. But according to Reb Meir, so the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran, and that's Rashi's Shite. Because Rashi says, he says, in a gay way, the Chosin Shibadim, the Loy Mechelin, in a way, the Nade, the Shtore, the Shibu, the Chosin, Laf Shtore, V'havoit milva alpe v'shein alaydi. In other words, but, so then you ask, so according to the mayor, how can there be such a thing as ishtar alvoy? The answer is, if he's mishabed in the chosim, then the ishtar alvoy becomes ishtar kinyan and the shibut. Because the alvoy by itself without ishtar wouldn't be mishabed in the chosim. And by being mishabed in achosim, so then even the shtar alvoye becomes a shtar kinyan and the shibut. So Meila wants his shtar kinyan and the shibut, it serves the shtarai also. So, but if he doesn't spell out, he doesn't spell out that he's mishabed in achosim, so Meila, it's not a shtar kinyan. And shtarai, there is no aloch of shtores. Not with the rice, not with the rabbon, shtorei alone. That's, so it's the same on this, but that's only a little bit of Meir. Of course, we pass like the rabbon. So there is a loche of shtorei. So Rabbi Nevigdal and Rabbi Simcha say, the aloche of shtorei is the exos hakosuf in Yirmiye. That's only in shtore moment. But in Nisea, there is no exos hakosuf of shtorei. So if it serves as a shtar kinyan, if the Disha becomes Mikudeshes for the Shtar, it serves the Shtarai also. But here we found the Shtar that said that the Baal was Mikadesh with Kesef, and the Shtar was written only to serve as a Raya. There is no Xerosakosov of Shtar Raya in Nisa. Only in only in Now, let's go back to the מפני יוסף. אם תימאבו נזיקי מובה על פי ולגבו משבדה, יש לימה ומשכחס לו בדיקוס אפלי מזיק שטור בניסקי. So why doesn't Teisves give the Teretz? Apparently, according to Teisves, it wouldn't be effective. If a mazik will write ishtar, and it'll, as a raya be'almeh, so it will not be effective. Why not? But after all, there is a loch of shtar raya alone in the nemomeles. According to everybody, the answer is, what makes it into shtar? Nasa midasa mischai. So, if, let's say, a leiver writes, executes a shtar alvoye, so he's mischayev himself. He's mischayev himself. Because how does he become a chuyev to pay? Because he obligates himself, so he's a mischayev. But if a mazik writes a shtar, so he becomes mechuyev because he's mischayev himself. He's not mischayev himself. It's only that he tells that he's mechuyev to pay. So it's not nasim the same mischayev. So it's a very good svara. Why does Miki Yisef, why is the Miki Yisef a chelik anti-Yisves? Apparently Miki Yisef shita is that there is such a thing as nasa midasa mischayev im rai. What does mischayev mean? One who suffers the detriment. So, if in shtar voye, so he's a mischayev in king and not in rai. When a leve borrows money, he promises to pay. So he's mischayev himself. He's mischayev himself in rai. He's mischayev himself in king. Through his mischayev, he becomes mechuyev. But when he mazik writes ishtar, so is he mischayev himself in king? No. He's only executes ishtar to serve as evidence against him, lichivose. So it's a big chiddush in the East that there is such a thing as nasim dasa mischayev in raye. Shtar alvoye is a nasim, it's a shtar raye asa alvoye. Certainly as far as mechirin is concerned. But the mischayev is a mischayev in kinyan. He is mischayev himself. Mashayim ken if he mazik raye shtar. So he's not mischayev in kinyan. What does he do? He's mischayev in kinyan. He becomes mechuyev because he's mischayev himself. He doesn't even want to be mischayev himself. He's salach bel hamosi. The Torah tells him that he has to pay. So mele, he just admits that he's mechuyev to pay. That the Torah imposed upon him. So he's not mischayev himself in kinyan. He's mischayev himself exclusively in Rai. In other words, he gives evidence to his detriment. So according to Yosef, that's also called Nasim Zasam Mischayev. According to Teisves, that's not even called Nasim Zasam Mischayev. So nearly it's not even Mishnah.
According to
Teisves,
to be called
a Mischayev,
you have to be
Mischayev, Shafen Chiyuv, that's right.
Why? Shouldn't
that some
mischayev just mean whoever's going to be to whoever's
there's the sheet of the Mekiyes. You are saying exactly what the Mekiyes is.
All we have to
do. I mean, both, as far as I can see, both are equally reasonable. But you see, most Rishonim don't mention the Mekiyes of Teretz. Mekiyes is the only Rishon who mentions the Teretz. Apparently they hold mischayev means mischayev mikyonim. He admits certain things that will be to his detriment. As long as it's executed by the person for whose detriment it is, this hagodeh, so it's called nasim yasam mischayev. In other words, nasim yasam mischayev in raya lo.
And according to Tosfos, so he holds it as nasim yasam
mischayev in kinyan, in effecting a certain change, you know, a certain status, certain obligations. But when the mazik, when a ilayve writes ishtar, tells the edim to write ishtar, so he's mischayev himself in kinyan. He is mechuyev to pay not because of the shtar. The shtar is only raya, But Yischaivis is Yischaivis in Kinyan. Why does it become
like a new Kinyan when he makes the Shtar Avraham?
He becomes mechuyev to pay, he becomes indebted to him. So that's a Kinyan. He becomes indebted. Until he borrowed the money, he wasn't indebted to him $4,000. Now he becomes indebted $4,000. So that's Kinyan. What does Kinyan mean? Kinyan means it affects something new, you see. But when the Mazik writes, tells Eidim to sign a shtar, he doesn't affect something new. He just produces evidence to his detriment.
That sounds similar to what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you need to the shtar halakha.
No, it's nothing to do with the Shittus Rambam.
So then why
no, should the Shittus Rambam is, in Shittus Rambam is, that in order to have a Chalishim shtar, then the shtar itself has to create a kinyan. That's not so. Even if the shtar doesn't create a kinyan, but in order to be a shtar, it has to be executed by the mischayev. What does mischayev mean? Mischayev can have two meanings. Mischayev in the sense he becomes mechuyev. That's mischayev in kinyan. And mischayev can mean he does something that will serve to his detriment. He produces evidence against himself. So according to Yosef, that's also called Nasim Dasam Mischayev. According to Tesvis, Nasim Mischayev means that he becomes Mechuyev.
With the Shtar, becomes Mechuyev. That's what we're saying?
No, not through the Shtar, it becomes Mechuyev. Shtar Avoye is a Shtaraye. He doesn't become Mechuyev through the Shtar. He becomes Mechuyev because he was Mischayev himself. Because he promised, he obligated himself. Mashenkin and the Mazik Raisishtar, he doesn't become a chuyev to pay because he obligated himself. He didn't even intend to obligate himself. If he intended to obligate himself, so it would be not Mazik, it would be a chuyev of his chayes. So there's something else. But he just wrote, he's a Mazik. So was he mischayev himself? He wasn't mischayev himself. He just executed a piece of evidence that will serve to his detriment. L'chevose, mischayev in the sense that it's l'chevose, to his detriment.
The fact that now he's creating a shibud on the nechassim.
Oh, if he spells out, this is what Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva and the Ran say in Rashi, and they say it's Pshat and Rashi, that if he spells out the shibut in the shtar, then it becomes a shtar kinyan. As a matter of fact, the Rashbo in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel says it in Rashi. Rafoka says that Dvar Teiro Echod Mil Val Peh, the Echod Mil Bishtar is in the Gevim Chosm Shemayim, because shibut allowed the eyes. So Rashi says in Kedushin, the first line of the Yidmun base. Hod a yasev ikamre. Hod itnan. Ho isha she hivio chatoso. Umeiso. Yoviu yir shinilosa. Omer av yudo mashmuel. Vihu she yifrisoso mechai. Havo lo yifrisoso mechai nuri. Al mekusova shibude lav de reis. So Rav and Shmuel hold that Shmuel holds that the Shibuda love the rice. So Rashi says, love the rice. Leina din yichsoi dinishin avin beyum mishtabdin midinorev. Viyir mul val peo mul vibishtar shavin. Elva mul vibishtar shul shibde dikosadle nechosay achroin loch mishtabde mul val peo loy mishtabde. So the Rashba is the Kans Rashi. So Rashi says, Bifirash, that even according to Shmuel, who holds Shmuel after Isaac, like Rav Pope, but Milvi Bishtar is Midarais. But the Gemara says Bifirash, Rav Pope says Bifirash, Dvar Teiro, Bobasra, Dvar Teiro, Echot Milvi Alpe, Vechot Milvi Bishtar, and gave him a Chosim Shibon. So the Rashba has that kashi, and he says the teretz in very simple teretz. In other words, it has reference to the case where there was a shtar, but he didn't stipulate in the shtar that he's mishabed nuchos. He didn't stipulate, but we say achal is toisiva. So the halacha is that even if the shtar doesn't mention that the lady is mishabed nuchos, we attribute it to an oversight by the Sefer, the Scrivener, and that it was definitely the intention of the Levi Mishabed Nechosim, some Mele is given Nechosim Shibud. But if we say that Shibude loved the Raise, some Mele, that means that the Mule cannot impose the Shibud and Nechosim. Cannot. So what can, but just as there is halacha of shtar kinyan to be makne karke through shtar, so there is halacha of shtar kinyan to be mishabit, karkois al the shtar. As a matter of fact, you know, there is a story I heard from my father, Zecher Lebrach, a very interesting story. At one time, so my father was there. So Reb Chaim went by train from Brisk to Warsaw by train, you know, in those days, those trains. So from Brisk to Warsaw, it took 12 hours, you know. And Reb Shimon Shkop was also going to Warsaw. Also, he took the same train as another town in Grodno and not in Brisk. Okay. So then, so whole night, they talked and learned, they didn't sleep, they talked and learned. So Rav Shimon Shkop asked Reb Chaim that he, you know, Rav Shimon Shkop was known for Igoyen, you know, Igoyen. Igoyen is something different than him. No, Igoyen, all right, whatever it is. So Rav Shimon Shkop said that he asked Reb Chaim a question. How does he define Shibud Nechosim? What is Shibud? So Reb Chaim answered, Shibud is Shibud. But Reb Shimon Shkop was not satisfied with the answer, Shibud is Shibud. So he said, but I'm asking, what is Shibud? So I said, what is Kinyan? I'll ask you another question, what is Kinyan? So Reb Shimon Shkop said, Kinyan is Kinyan. So I said, so Shibud is Shibud. What did Rav Shimon, what was his chiddush? That Shibud means is exasking. That's what Rav Shimon, and Rav Chaim didn't like it. That Shibud is exasking. Shibud is Shibud. You cannot define basic concept in words, because you see, you can define something that is complicated by in terms of simpler concepts, but you cannot define the most basic concepts. I mean, can you define what is two? Two is two, I mean, that's what I have to say to define it. Kiyan is Kiyan, can you find Kiyan? Kiyan means title, you own it. And Shibut is Shibut. But Rav Shimon tried to explain Shibut in terms of Kiyan, partial Kiyan. And Rav Chaim didn't like it.
There's a Lashon in the Ritva that used about Chatzikinyan.
Alright, so Rav Chaim understood it differently. Not literally, anyway. So I mentioned that story. So, if according to Rav Shimon Shkop, that Shibud is a partial Kinyan, some maybe it goes without saying. So just as there is a Shtar Kinyan and being Makne Kakles, so why couldn't there be Shtar Kinyan and being Shabbat Kakles? In other words, it's a partial Kinyan. But according to the Prime, the Shibud is something else. But it is. It borders upon Kinyan. Not Rav Chaim didn't like the expression. Rav Chaim didn't like the expression of partial Kinyan. It's as Kinyan. So Rav Chaim didn't say what is Shibud. So the Shibud is Shibud. But out there, say what Shibud is according to Rav Chaim. I think what does Shibud mean? Shibud means, you see, according to Abaye, so Bal Chayv Mafreel gave. So when Imalve is gave a Isode that was Mishibedes Lachayv, then once he makes the Gvir, it's retroactively determined that he owned it from the moment of the Alvoy. In other words, the Malve. In other words, Reuven the Malve lent $1,000 to Shimon in Tovshin Memhe. And then he had a certain sod. And then in Tovshin Nun, 5 years later, he was given that sod. According to Abai, we don't pass like Abai. So Mafreo gave. So it's retroactively determined that the Sode was the Malve Sode as of Tovshin Memhe.
When he borrowed the money.
When he borrowed the money. We don't pass like Abai. We pass like Rove that Bal Chayiv is Mekanel Habogeg. Bal Chayiv is Mekanel Habogeg. So Memele, as a matter of fact, the Arishayim will say that by Petik and Mephoreshes, even a Rove will be made that is Mekanel Habogeg. Only when it's a general Shibut. But when there is an Apivitik in the Foreshes, the Hilach Peroi in El Mizu, many of the Shemim say, then even Rove would be made. This is Mafreo gave. But whether it's Mafreo gave or Mikan Rabo gave, so that means that Shibud means not Saskinian right now, but it means it's a potential Kinyan. It's Bikiach. Maybe Rav Shimon meant that, so then Rav Chaim would have not disagreed with it. but in other words, it's not Ksas Kinyan like he has title in it, partial title. He doesn't have any partial title, but he has potential ownership. In other words, in case the labor doesn't pay, and then he's not Misalik in Bizuze, then it will be his. So it's a potential Kinyan. So Shibud, by definition, is a potential Kinyan. It's a Kinyan Bikeach, not a Kinyan Bipeah.
Is that according to Rava?
Even according to Rava. But only according to Abaye, so it's a potential Kinyan to be retroactive. And according to Rove, it's a potential Kinyan Mikan Lahabe, not to be Mafreya, but it's a potential Kinyan, because that's what Shibut means. What does Shibut mean? The true V8 will become his. All he has to do is to begin. So it's a potential kinyan. So maybe just as there is halacha of shtar kinyan to be maknil kakois to shtar, so there is halacha of shtar kinyan to be mishabit kakois to shtar. This is what Rashi says. When Rafoki says דבר תהיו, איך עודנו ועל פה ואיך עודנו ובשטר אם הגיעו מחוס משבודלים so it means he didn't spell out in the star that is משבת מחוס he didn't spell it out so he was given from מחוס משבודלים because החייס לא יסייפר so החייס לא יסייפר is only שייך if the הלבולי imposes the שיבת but we have to know whether it was the intention of the Leiber to be Mishabit or not. So we say, Achayis Toi Sefer. So Mele, the Alvoy imposed the shift. But suppose, let's say, Nishtar Gdushin. Suppose the Leiber, I mean the Baal, tells the Eidim to sign a Shtar Gdushin. And then the Sefer, by mistake, wrote the whole star, whole gile, but he forgot the expression Hariat Mekadeshis. But we know that it was just the oversight of a Sefer. So could one say, I mean, it would be ridiculous that she's Mekadeshis of the star? How can a star Kinyan affect the Kinyan if the Kinyan is not mentioned in the star? Let it be an oversight. So an oversight. So suppose the star Matone. So let's say he told the Eidim to sign his Samatoni that he's Makhle Sori, and then the Sefer wrote home Gile, but he forgot to put in that he's Makhle Sori. So of course, is the Sode is not Miki, because if it's Ishtar Kinyan, so the Kinyan has to be spelled out. He has to be spelled out. If it's not spelled out, so then he cannot say Ishtar Kinyan. But if we say she grew the rice, so then it means that Midrash said the Halvoy is Mishabit and even without it but the Chachom Mo Misake Mishum Psidil Kuches that he moved out Peh so the Halvoy is not does not impose a Shibut but if the move is the move Bishtah what is the move Bishtah mean if the move is backed up by the Rai of Shtores so then the move is Mishabit even with Rabbah, even at the Rabbonah level, some male, even if the Shibut is not spelled out, who cares? But as long as Achai is still safer, and we know it was an oversight by the safer, but the lady intended to be Mishabit, and since the way is mentioned in the Shtar, some male, the Milve, is a Milve that is backed up by the Rai of Shtores. So maybe the Milve imposed the Shibut. Mashenkin according to Rav Pope or to Shmuel, the Shibut allowed the Rai said, so the Milve cannot be Mishabit. But if he spells out the Shibut, then it's a Shtar Kinyan. But he cannot say a Rai is going to say a Shtar Kinyan. Because in Shtar Matone, through an oversight by the Sefer, the matone of the Sode is Dakne, the Sode is not mentioned, just too bad. I mean, that goes without saying. So this is the pshat in Rashi. Okay. So in other words,
of course, Rav Chaim Dosh, that, you know, that
Shikun
is not a Kenyan, but it's still considered a Shtar.
It's a potential Kenyan.
So it's enough to say that.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. I think that's enough for the machlokes between Tesfas and Mukiyes.
According to my general, she would allow the rice, so we don't say a Christ also.
Of course not.
And we don't say.
Don't say it. Can you say a Christ or Sifa Kabishta Matane? You produce saving or testify that the Sifa was stolen and then he became absent-minded. And he forgot to mention it, so just too bad. How can it be Shtar Kinyan if the Kinyan is not mentioned in the Shtar? All right. Now the next Eisus. Anyway, Gehen mit Hoffnung. Ela Yivosh, Yivoy Kulim Vasachas, Kolakirim Vishtar, Gehen mit Achrim. Chino, in Besokin Kivnu, Gehen mit Achrim, Akirim Zibonis, Vim Bobal Chim Achob, Yidvanim mit Achrim, in Yeshlei, Vim Eno Gehen mit Hoffnung. ואפילו מאידיאס, ואישה משלפני פנות, ואפילו הם אידי אידיאס. בי כמובן אחד מן הלכדים, דין קייס ונשאו איס אלה בירושלים. So the question is, so the Pishenim discussed that question. Pishenim question. Di kilomim achad naikod. Still, we say, that kulam nichnus v'tachas abal. Why? Because in case v'nsho yisela b'roshalayim. But the Gemara in Ksuves, that Tzadik Vav, I think, says that it's told in Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Lazar. In other words, if shtei shtores hayetzim b'yemechot, but one shtar was executed, let's say, at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the other star was executed, let's say, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So according to, and the Messire of the star that was executed at 7 o'clock in the morning took place at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the Messire of the star that was executed at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, so the Messire took place at 5:30 p.m. So according to Reb Lezer, Zeshenim Salit Chilokon, in other words, suppose Ruvain executed the Ishtar Matone to Shimon and Levi. So according to Reb Lezer, the Misirikar say, so Zeshenim Salit Ishtar Chilo, so he's gone. Ashenkin, according to Reb Meir, who says, Eidechsimikar say, so mele, it is kene, it doesn't make any difference whether it was executed at 7 o'clock in the morning or it was executed at 5 p.m. in the afternoon or at 5, suppose kie is 6 p.m. So even if it was executed and signed at 7 o'clock in the morning, so it will be kene only be sifaye, because since in case in choice Elo B'Yerushalayim, so when, let's say, Aleph Nissen is mentioned, it's not mentioned whether Aleph Nissen in the morning, Aleph Nissen in the afternoon, or Aleph Nissen in the late afternoon, no minvashki. So Mele, the only thing is that is mentioned before the end of the day. So Mele, so it's Chelki, because even though Shimon got his star first, but Idechsim Mekars. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say here? The Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ola is the same Kash. So the Gemara says, Ilim Bisachs, Hashtel Ishleish, the Kilomim Achad Nai Kodim, Amret Kol Nechlet Arasabayim. Why? But Chadnai Kodim, according to Reb Lezer, the Himsir Karse, so the one who is Kodim, so he should get it. So why don't we say it? So the Ramban, the Rashbo say, because there is a Machloikis, Amoroi Mnigimore. Everybody agrees that Halochik Reb Lezer begin, but whether that in Himsir Karse. But the question is, there is a Machloikis, Amoroi in Gittin, whether Halochek Reb Lezer Bishor Shtores also, and whether it's not Halochek Reb Lezer Bishor Shtores. The Bishor Shtores is Idechsim Karsi. So may we say that this Gemara accords with the Mandoma that Halochek Reb Lezer Bigitin, Avaloi Bishor Shtores. So may we, so that's why the Gemara says, Ilayim Misachas, Hashtel Shleisha Dikunima, Chadnai Kodim, Amret Kulonich Vrasabayim, because this Braise calls the Mandoma לתלוכת רב לזה בגיטן, אבל לא בשור שטורס. סו בשור שטורס איסי דרסי מקרסה, סייב ודרסי מקרסה, סו איבל דול אחד מן האיס קודם, בוט יצקיימה בסיפאיין. בוט אינוך נאמה, אקורדים תמונדומה, לתלוכת רב לזה אפילו בשור שטורס, סו דן אינוך נאמה, הוא נצא לילד. בוט דיס פרייסה, אקורדו מדביו, of the mandoma that halachic Rav Lezer begitten, aber mit Storchor es soll sich sind nicht aus.
Maybe you could say it's part of the being to the whole thing of Enkoyba and the Chassim, Bishpat and Melech Shesh and Echerim is anyway to report them. It's not as if the Shiva is not.
Alright, but what's the purpose of saying it? Your Gishim don't say that, you see. Yeah. Gishim say that this Braise accord to the Mandoma that Halacha Rav Lezer begitin, aval lo bishor shtores. So no, that's why we don't say Chavnai Kodim, because both are kene b'sifayim. Mochron l'achod b'basachas m'boye. So they say, Hashbo Yosik, adayti taime d'yishaskis, d'afil kosuf hakir b'shtar echod, יוכל להיות בששתה ולהרזר הזיבור לסלוויים כאילו ניקונו מלו. אם אני לא ישתיקה שאיז, why do you more say מוכל לאכול בסחס מבוי נו? There is a good reason to say that מוכל לאכול when it's לשליש אבני אדום, then we cannot say ישסקס, because it requires three people. ישסקס is only שייך when one person can do it. But it requires the cooperation of three different people. It's not shy to say shaskes. So why does the Gemara say mochon lechad basachas mepoye? The answer is the Gemara, the Makshin didn't even know yet of the lomdes of shaskes. Now the other tasteless, I think we discussed last time, but I'll just go over briefly again. Yes.
What? Would we have tainted this for him?
What?
Would we have, in Tosus, Divar Maskel Mochron Lechad Basachas Mibay?
Yeah.
So Tosus says he was Kovesh the Shtar.
Yochel Yom is a Shtar. Because, you see, like this, the Gemara uses the Russian Hadrani Shtar Morai. But here, if he's Hadrani Shtar Morai, he won't accomplish anything. So he phrases it different. He doesn't mean Adran Shtorim Rai. Anyway, Rishonim say, the Rambam says, that Adran Shtorim Rai will only be effective according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says Aesius Niknis Bimsire, but according to Rabban of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that ain't Aesius Niknis Bimsire, so Adran Shtorim Rai won't be effective. But Gemara means so here it means he'll just be kavish the shtar and he'll just return the ziburius to the
Bezdin wouldn't tiny that for him.
Well, so you can ask the kashi about Matranishtar and Rai also. The answer is, we discussed it last time, it's his host, because since it's beyond him to do it, so it's considered as if it is done. So here too, it's beyond him to do it, so it's considered as if it is done.
But Bezin wouldn't tie this such a, well, Bezin tie
that. What I say is, no,
there's a Rama.
Bezin tie, no, no, it's not a Rama, it's not a question of Rama. Just as Matrana Shtol Mariah means that he'll give it back to him, all the sodis. So Matrana Shtol, I mean not all the sodis, this he will give back, he'll be makne back. So here it means he will just give back the matone, the sodizibuvis, that's all. But the expression adranishtorum raye cannot be used. That's why Tisu says, literally, he doesn't mean fraud. Adranishtorum raye means what? That he will be makne the service boys. And he also means, but the debt is expressed in terms of Adranish Dolem Rai, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But how about, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, Asius, Nikl Bim Sire, so if a Meicher gives, executes a Shtar Mechire or Shtar Matone of a certain Sode, then the Rikeach, if he decides to be Makne, the Sode back to the Meicher, all he has to do is not to write in your Shtar, just to give back the Shtar. According to Isis Nimbus here. So we know that the Gemara expressed it in those terms, Avram Shalom Rai, but that only has a meaning according to Shem Gamliel. How about the Rabbanon we don't pass from Shem Gamliel? So it means something else, he'll write a new Shtar. So here he says, he expresses it in terms of Lirbis Ashtar, what kind of fraud is it? He doesn't do anything wrong. I mean, he's doing something very nice. I mean, in other words, he's keeping the Shtar and just returns the Sodi Zeburis, Makne, the Sodi Zeburis. He has a right to give away the Sodi Zeburis to him, and he has a right to be keeping the Shtar. He doesn't take away any money from, by being keeping the Shtar. He doesn't defraud anybody. Doesn't defraud anybody, it's an expression.
Does say that
Kibul
would
call him the only one.
Alright.
What would
show as if
he's so, we have to understand, and in the case of Isha, Isha's Adranish Tolem Araye, so.
Hasn't
let their partners
in
Umechir? It's in Umechir, alright, and even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's also in Umechir. But it's not in Afreya, it's only Mikan Lahabe, it's in Umechir. But it's an expression. See, it's also an expression. Isha's guess now. V'loim adran ishtorim ziboy tomorrow. Achol gav, v'lav ochel isha gavim ziboy es, v'kol mokim limotzie imen aloi lchiseda, kim shim afki akecho. Avo balcheiv, limotzie imen aloi ishtor ziboy es, mitam v'isha's guess, תחילי מפקיע ככי מוצאום הלוי לחיסדה תואחת נאמה מזיבוי סתרי צליטים לקח לפה בסומך אלו מזוקים תלוי מבלחי כמפיר שפנטס so in other words Rashi Shiti is that when the Gemara says בישסקס בישקליסו כדנאיכה שקליסו ולוי מאדר נשתור את זיבוי סלמורי so he has to say to him he has to say to the Nizokit, you take bonus, don't be stubborn and insist upon this, because I can do something to you. You know what I can do? What? I can be makne the Sode Zeburis back to the Meicher, then and if Roim Chosim Mishabodim Bimotim Shiesh Nechosim Mechereim, so then you'll have to, you'll be forced to take the boys, so it's good for you that to take bonus, not take bonus. Otherwise, he threatens him, he'll be worse off. So according to Rashi Shite, Isha's case is a threat, it's a deal. You know, like what they call, you know, plea bargaining. Plea bargaining is a perversion of justice, because they do it in a criminal case. That's mamish per ibus adin. I mean, it couldn't be a bigger ibus adin than plea bargaining. In other words, they tell a certain person, you admit, you plead guilty, and even if he knows that he is not guilty, so they tell him, you plead guilty.
And
otherwise, we'll charge you with racketeering and Milford, and you'll be put in jail for 50 years. But if you are a good boy and you plead guilty, even though it's not true, you know, so then you'll only get 2 years. Otherwise, you'll get 50 years. This is the biggest disgrace upon the American legal system, the plea bargaining. That's a perversion of justice. because it's done, you know, with fraud. But to make a deal in Mamanes, what's wrong with that? As long as it meets the approval of the parties, so it's a deal. It's a business deal. So in other words, according to Rashi, Ishaskes is not Ishus. That's the basic thing, you see. There's the Machlekes Rishenim. Most Rishenim say that Ishaskes is Ishus. It's not a deal. According to Rashi, Ishaskes is a deal. So maybe if it's a deal, so the Gemara's Kashe is only the Gemara's Kashe is is only ligabe nizok. The Gemara's Kashe is Ihoche. The Gemara says Mishum dono yish askisu v'shaklisu k'dinayche shaklisu. You learn in Agrana, 1 second, you learn in Agrana, Shtore Miziburis Lomore, Vishaklisu Kulim Miziburis. So Mele, that's why the Baal Chayiv is given a bonus, even because, even though he should be able to be given from Bidyas, because Lokachidyas Barcheino, so he should be able, because he tells him, listen, if you are stubborn, I'll be makne the shtar's boys to the mecheya, so then you'll be forced to take the boys. So it's better for you to agree to be conciliatory and to make a compromise and to agree to be honest, not insist upon it, yes. So it is better for you. So it's a deal. And suppose he says, never mind, I don't like to make deals. I don't like deals. So in Achaname, according to Rashi, so he will be able to be gave from the idiots.
How could a Bachel collect idiots?
Because Lokachidyas Bachelino. So that's his...
Lokachidyas
Bachelino. So that's why his right is... To collect idiots. So that is the Mechelim.
The Gloria Abachol collect bailiffs.
Oh, please, the Mechelim. You have to go over the Gemara again, please. I'm not going to stop.
Did you say that Abachol collect bailiffs?
Mr. Munchel, you didn't go over the Gemara. So I'm not going to spend time on that. You go over the Gemara once again, you won't ask that question. So in other words, so according to Rashi, Enoch Name, when the Braise says that the Braise says that Kulam Nichnus Tachazabayli and the Baal Chayiv collects from Beinus, so it doesn't mean that it's a must. In other words, in all probability, he will make the deal. But suppose he's in action and he says, he's not interested in making deals. Don't threaten me. You want to return the Sodel Zibuyas to the Mecher, the Chiseda. So in Achname, then he'll be able to collect from the Idias. So why do the Baisi say he collects from the Beinus? In other words, no probability. That deal will be approved by both parties. But in Achname, it's not a deal. It strongly mentions an Eitze. The Braise only mentions an Eitze. Okay. So it's not Ishus, according to Rashi Ishaskes. It's a threat. It's a deal. All right. So then he says, but the question is, how about the Ziboyes? The Ksuas Isho. So he says, Kulam Nechnosim, Kulam Nechnosim, Tachazabayim. So the Isho is given from Ziboyes, but it's Lokachidyas Bachelino. Let the Isho collect from the Idias because of Ishaskes. But here he cannot make the deal. When is it a deal? When he gives something. So there is a quid pro quo, but vis-à-vis the Baal Chayim, he gives him something, because he threatens him, if you are stubborn and you insist upon your rights, you'll be worse off. So then I'll be marked now, returned as a boys to the Baal Chayim, and then you'll be forced to collect the boys. So be smart and practical, and agree to take bonus. Alright, and no probability he'll agree, because it's for his interest. But how can he say that to the Isha? What does he say to the Isha? The Isha insists upon Idias, so he threatens her. Don't insist upon Idias, because if you take Zibulis, because if you don't agree to take Zibulis, you know what I'll do? I'll return the Sode to the Mechayim, and then you'll be forced to take Zibulis. So she has to be of her mind to agree to such a deal. I mean, so she says, look, he said that, if she has common sense, she says, look, he said that. So, according to this, he says, that according to Rashi, there is a difference between the Isha and the Baal Chayim. Vis-à-vis the Baal Chayim, the Shaskes is a deal, not his host. Vis-à-vis the Isha, the Shaskes is his host. Why? Very simple. Because vis-à-vis the Isha, so if he says to her, Ishaskes, good, if not, I'll force you to take the boys. So then it is based upon the schus of Mamocharishim Nisheni, called Schushatavol Yode. Because, so Ishaskes doesn't mean that he has, vis-à-vis the Isha, this is an expression. He doesn't have to do it. Since he means, what was your status before the Mecher sold it? Before the Mecher sold it to me, what was your status? Your status was to collect from the Mecher Zibulis. I have all the rights that my Mecher had. Whether he's returning the Zibulis or not, it doesn't matter. Because Mamo Harishin Isheni calls Chushetavol Yode. So whatever schus in the Mecher had before he sold the Sode to Likeach, the Likeach has now. So that's just an expression. Adrana Zibulis Lamoy. He doesn't even have to implement that. He doesn't have to return the Zibulis. That's just an expression. In other words, I have the same rights that my Mecher had. And to simplify it, suppose I return the Zibulis, so then what right will you have against my Mecher? To collect the Zibulis. So I have the same right too. So I don't even have to return the Shtar Zibulis, the Shtar Zibulis to the Mecher. Mashen king vis-à-vis the Baal Chayim, there we cannot apply the schus of Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini called Schushet Avel Yode. We cannot apply it because Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini called Schushet Avel Yode means that the Likeach has all the rights that the Mecher had the moment the moment before he sold the son. So since Ligabei the Isha, so her right is to collect only from the boys. So before the Mecher sold the son to Likeach, so the Mecher had the right to give her the boys, and the Isha couldn't demand anything better than the boys. So the Likeach has the same right. He doesn't have to return this son to the boys no more. It's just an expression. What he means, I have the same right that my Mecher had. And he expresses it. Suppose I return the son of Zibulis. So what will be the right of the Mecher to give you Zibulis? I have that right. I don't have to return the son of Zibulis. I'll keep it for myself. Why should I return it?
He's not making a deal with her.
What is that?
He's not making a deal with her.
Well, not making a deal, it's his host. The machine can vis-a-vis the Balchay. So there, it cannot be based upon Mamoch HaVishni Sheni Kol Zchushet Avo Yodei. Because Mamoch HaVishni Sheni Kol Zchushet Avo Yodei only implies that Likiach gets all the Zchusim of the Meichaya. What was the Zchus of the Meichaya? What was the Zchus of the Meichaya? To give him bigness, not the boys. So how can he say, Hadranesh those boys l'morem? And then you'll be forced to take the boys. But he doesn't have any more rights than the Meicher, and the Meicher could not give him the boys. How can he have his host to give him the boys? So there is a deal. So vis-a-vis Balchay, it's a deal. Now, what is the other shame? The Rosh is chayik on Rashi. And the Rosh holds that even vis-a-vis the Balchay, it's a schutz, not a deal. Why? So it's not Mamoch HaVishni and Sheni, called schutzet of Yodei. So it's another schutz, that anything that the Baldovo can manipulate to create, it's considered as if you already did it. So it's another source. It's another source, but Rashi is chilek on the Rosh. And Rashi says there is no such source that if it's Biyodei to create a situation where he will be able to give the boys, so even if he doesn't create that situation, he has the same source. That's a big chiddush. So mele vis-a-vis the Balchay, it's only a deal, but vis-a-vis Ksuvas Isho, it's a source. What kind of a source? It's based upon the source of Mamoch HaVishni Sheni Kol Zchushet Avo Yodei. In other words, vis-a-vis the Isho, everybody agrees that it's a source, but vis-a-vis the Balchay, it's a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. According to Rashi, it's only a deal, and according to the Rosh, it's a source. But not the source of Mamoch HaVishni Sheni Kol Zchushet Avo Yodei, because the Meicher did not have the right to give the boys. But it's not a source. It's a source that he can create a situation, he can manipulate to create a new situation where he'll have the source. So Meicher, according to the Rosh, since he's Biyodei to manipulate, to create such a situation, will acquire the tzchus, some mele is considered that he has the tzchus already. That's a big chiddush. There's the machlekes between Rashi and Rosh. All right, we'll leave it here. And we'll continue tomorrow.
According to Rashi, the Gemara stops off with the din of Mamoch HaVishni Sheni. What right does the Gemara have this kashi yaki b'nizokinami? You know, the Gemara is also from the Mamoch where to appeal. Where do we see from the Svar of Yishaskis?
No, just as we say, as the Braisa mentions, the deal, the Gavin Balchay.
It never appeals. When the Gemara mentioned it up until when the Gemara first mentioned it, it was only to get a Mamoch HaVishni and the Sheni. It was never appealed.
No, vis-a-vis Vasisha, it's Mamoch HaVishni and the Sheni. But vis-a-vis Balchay, it's not Mamoch
HaVishni and the Sheni. Only if you want to give him support, but if you want to convey this, it's the rest of the Mamoch. The Gemara originally was fighting the price that we give him for a kibbutz.
Because of Mamoch HaVishni. Because Ligabi Balchay, so since he gives himself, because he's in a position to force him to take the boys, so it's a bargaining, you know.
People got to obey him.
It's a bargaining.
People got to obey him.
That's right.
But because
the Balchay insists upon Idyas. Look at his Balchay. So he says, it's true, you are entitled to Idyas, but be use common sense. You know, I'm a tough guy, and if you don't you, if you're not practical, you know what I'll do? I'll force you to take the boys. But he has to give him something as a bargaining chip. So what does he give him? He gives him bayonets.
Well, why do we have to say that? We could say
that's how
the
word
does not according.
But that's how Rashi explains it.
Even why
because Balchevit couldn't be based upon Mamocha.
Why not? That's Mashiach. Let it be based upon Mamocha, right? At that point, the Gemara is based upon Mamocha, just like the Gemara is based upon Mamocha. Because what are we offering? And you're offering a bayonets. Bayonets is a din. So I'm taking over that schus that the Levi himself had. The Levi had a schus to give you bayonets, so I don't have to give you with this. I give you bayonets off the minimum offer.
But it's lo kachidus b'achreino.
Right.
So the moment when he sold, when he bought the Sod Beinis, when he bought the Sod Beinis, so he left the same Lekeach, left the Sod Yidias in the possession of the Meirchei. So Meirchei, Mamocha Rishon Shinichos Lode means that the Lekeach acquires all the Shusim that the Meirchei had a split second before he was. He sold that particular stuff.
We shouldn't have the Mamocha Lagavadi Yishu either.
What?
And we shouldn't have the Mamocha Lagavadi Yishu either. Because when he bought this field in Ziborius, he left over an Idias field, and at that time, she had the right to collect Idias. So we shouldn't apply the Mamocha Lagavadi Yishu either.
So you mean in steel, we applied it
to
because before we sold the bonus, the original right was to give him the bonus. So here your question is, regarding the Balchev, it should also be based upon no Inachname. What Tesla says, what he is right. You see, but one second. Tesla says here, what Teisva says, Teisva is not saying you're right. As if he gives him bayonets, then he can do it on the basis of Mamocha. But all the Teisva is saying, you're right. All the Teisva is saying is that he couldn't force him to take the boys on the basis of Mamocha, but he could force him to take bayonets in Ochname. You're right, I'm glad that you mentioned it. And so, in other words, we don't have to resort to a deal in regard to Ochname. But where do we have to resort to a deal in regard to Mizrahi?
You want to give him less than
this thing? That's right. Inuchnami, you're right, I'm sorry.
Mashiach was though, if the beginning of the Gemara we're not resorting to a deal, we're just resorting to the Svar of Hamachar,
yes.
How does the Gemara have the right to ask the question, Yehaki, Mizakinami, there's a deal. What do we see from the Hachmin of the Gemara that we were working with deals, but the Gemara to ask a Kasha that we could work with deals? I mean, maybe it's Pash the Svar of deals.
You're right. I'm very glad that you mentioned it. You're right, because at the moment I got confused with Mizrokin, and there it's a deal. But in Ochname, when the Rikeach says to the Malve, I'll give you bayonets, both insist upon, one second, don't insist upon Idias, so then he can enforce it as his Swiss. But in regard to Mizrahi, he cannot enforce it as his Swiss, only as deal. But you're right, I'm sorry. I became confused with Idias, you see, with Mizrahi, but in